Monday morning, everybody. How's everybody doing? We're going to take your Blue Monday, and we're going to make it a happy Monday. IMCA, your Christian on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Also, the morning show host on, that's from 6 a.m. in the morning till 7 a.m. in the morning. The morning brew, we call it. EternityReadyRadio.com. Hope everybody's doing well on your Monday. I hope you're drinking plenty of coffee. You know what? I started getting hooked. That's right. I started getting hooked on cold coffee. You can get them down there at Walmart. They're the Starbucks Mocha brand. Oh, my goodness. Wow. It's almost like M&M's melts in your mouth, not in your hands. Stand by one moment, guys. All right. Yes, we are on iHeartRadio, and I am so glad to be back in the saddle. We are going to get through this Revelations. Today, I'm going to tell you what we're going to be getting into here in just a little bit. Now, before I do, I want to remind you guys, you can always email me. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, feel free, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like me on my Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Okay? And check out my morning show, www, or you can put eternityreadyradio.com. I sure appreciate that. All right, now, we're ready, so let's talk about what's going to happen on our show today on a Monday morning. We're going to make your Blue Monday a happy Monday. Okay, well, today, of course, we are going to be talking about the book of Revelations. We're going to chapter 16 today. Yes, we are. So, 16, 17. We got about six chapters left after this. It's called The Seven Bowls of God's Wrath. Now, this particular part on chapter 16, we'll go from chapter 1. I'm going to be doing some reading all the way to about chapter 21. Okay, you can follow along here a little later. Also got some great Christian music, mixed music we're going to be playing. And your friend, my friend, yes, he likes to come aboard on a Monday, Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. All right, well, I think I'm about ready to do my favorite thing, but before we do, we need to get some jumping jacks rolling. Let's get that cardiovascular thing going. What do you say? One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Four, three, two, one. Did I hear someone say, let's roll? Well, let's roll. Okay, and today's Bible devotion is on what is joy. If you go to the book of Nehemiah, chapter 8 and verse number 10, Scripture reminds us, it's a little short scripture, the joy of the Lord is your strength. You know, friends, some people think that Christians aren't always, should always be smiling and happy. And something is wrong if they're not. But this isn't necessarily true. If you go back to when Jesus stood outside the tomb with his friend Lazarus, and we read that Jesus wept, that's like the shortest part of the scripture, in the book of John, chapter 11, and verse 35. Now, as he approached to Jerusalem, he saw the city and wept. You go to the book of Luke, chapter 19, verse 41. Because of its spiritual blindness and guilt, he knelt in the Garden of Gethsemane, and in agony, his sweat became like drops of blood. Find that in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 44. Don't confuse happiness with joy. Happiness comes with happiness. Circumstances, joy, wells up deep inside our souls as we learn to trust God. You see, friend, joy doesn't necessarily mean that we're never going to be sad or ever cry. Joy is a quiet confidence, a state of inner peace that comes from God. You see, life's troubles may rob us from happiness, some of our happiness, but it can never rob us of the joy that God gives us as we turn to Him in faith and we also seek His face. Amen? Amen. All right, stand by. My friend, your friend, you got it with the Andy Griffin music. Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church. As the big band plays, as always, the good old Andy Griffin Show. All right, let's listen. Let's go ahead and introduce your friend, my friend, Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. Let's give him some crow this morning. Let's give him some more cheering, some more hand clapping, and yes, again, some more crow. How are you doing there, Deke?
I am doing just fine, and hello, everybody. Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. CA, I am doing great. I am feeling good. I was in the area on a Monday, and I had to come by Faith Studio 1 in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas, to have some pumpkin spice.
Now, wait a second, Deke. Now, yes, I have pumpkin spice. Yes, I have coffee here at Faith Studio 1 in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. However, we've kind of changed it up a little bit. We also got mocha in the refrigerator.
I see that, CA, and I love it. It is delicious. I just opened me up some, and I actually, Miss Mildred was outside there talking to Charlie while I was on the air on iHeartRadio and EternityRadioReady.com. And you know, CA, I couldn't help myself to go in the refrigerator and get myself some mocha, ice cold, chilled to the bone, if you catch what I mean.
I understand. Yes, there's nothing wrong with getting you some of that mocha. It is delicious. And yes, I bought a little 4-pack and I put it in the fridge and I've got 0 left. But I really enjoy it, Deacon. It's nice. But I also like drinking hot coffee, too. So I can't resist either way. What can I say?
That's right there, CA. Well, other than that, let me tell you what's been going on. Now, there was a guy the other day that had a breakdown on his car. Yes, truly. He ran out of gas. That was his breakdown. I don't understand why somebody can't go to the filling station. Especially when it's only a quarter of a mile to go get gas.
Well, you know, times are tough for a lot of people. And it's hard, Deacon, for some people to get the gas that they need to get to the destination that they're getting. Now, I have seen it to where a lot of people have been riding bicycles, scooters, you name it. And it's just the times that we're living.
Well, let me tell you something. This car was as big as a tugboat. In fact, it looked like that on that movie, you know, Uncle Buck.
Yes, I remember Uncle Buck with the late John Cadney.
Yes, it looked just like that. It was an older car. And but the deacon got out when Miss Mildred was sitting there, put my emergency flashes on, and I rode him over there, me and him and about another guy. I can't think of his name. I think he told me his name was Jerry. And anyway, we got on there and we pushed him to the filling station. Being the good Samaritan, yours truly, he didn't have any money. The deacon pulled out a lovely Abraham Lincoln, which is a $5 bill, along with another $5 bill. It was two of them, to get him $10 worth of gas to kind of get in his gas tank to get him on the road today.
That's good. That is really good. I'm going to give you a round of applause or a cheer. A round of applause for that. Also, can I go ahead and throw in the extra bonus part of it and give you some, I'm going to go ahead and give you some crow one word. I'm so glad that you did that for him. Because you know what? We need to help our brothers and sisters in Christ out
there. That is right. We need to, CA. And I'm going to tell you something right now. It's very important that we do help our brothers and sisters in Christ out. And I'm going to tell you something right now. Deacon would do anything to help anybody in any kind of special need. And I know you would too.
That's right. Absolutely. Well, we're making headway. Switching gears for a little bit, Deacon. I wanted to tell you, I'm making headway. Today we're going to be in Revelations chapter 16. We got 6 more chapters. We're going to be talking about the 7 bowls of God's wrath, and that goes from chapter 1 to about verses 21. So we're going to get a lot of that out of that. We're also going to give a summary.
Sounds good there, CA. Well, before I let you go, can you play a song for me?
I sure can. What do you want? Whisper it in my ear or tell it on the air?
Well, I want you to play Building 425 Impossible.
Sounds good. Only on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Bye, Deacon. Have a good day. Impossible. We're going to make it possible on a Monday. Enjoy.
Bye, everybody. Deacon signing out. Enjoy your Monday. Be safe.
This is why.
Do you find yourself wanting to have that comeback? Well, it's going to happen. Danny Glockley, I might be a little off there. The comeback exclusively on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Also, again, catch me on, we have a morning show. I just want to remind everybody, you ready? Go ahead and jot this down if you have an Android phone. EternityReadyRadio.com. I want to thank my good friend, Program Director Jeremiah. Thank you, Jeremiah, for all you do. You really touch my heart by offering me to come aboard and take the 6 a.m. in the morning till 7 a.m. Monday through Friday slot on our morning show. You know what? I really appreciate you. I want to take time out from the bottom of my heart. In 4 days. 4 days, my friends. Are you ready for this? The Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show will be on the air for 2 years. God is so good. And I thank Him for all He does for us. And I mean, I'm just so blessed and so touched. All right, if you got your Bibles, we're going to go ahead and get on through chapter... dropped my mic there. Chapter number 16 in the book of Revelations. You got your Bible app, whatever it may be, or you want to follow along, feel free. We're going to talk about the seven bowls of God's wrath, and I'm going to give you a breakdown summary of it to kind of help you guys out. Real quickly, I want to take some time out in addition to this before I get started to also thank each and every one of you for your feedback, because Revelations has been a challenge. We always learn different things about the Bible. I have had problems with my voice. I've been off the air, on the air. I'm doing well. Allergies, no voice sometimes. Satan tries everything he can to try to disrupt the radio show as we are indulging in learning God's Word. So today we're going to talk about the seven bowls of God's wrath. Now I'm going to read it to you all, okay? And we're going to go from chapter 16 until chapter 21. It says, "And I heard a loud voice from the temple saying to the seven angels, 'Go pour out the seven bowls of God's wrath on the earth.' Now the first angel went out and he poured his bowl on the land, and ugly and painful sores broke out on the people who had the mark of the beast and worshipped his image. The second angel poured out his bowl into the sea and poured it into blood like of a dead man, and every living thing in the sea died. Now the third angel poured out his bowl on the rivers and the springs water, and they became blood. And then I heard the angel say in charge of the waters that said, You are just in these judgments. You are who and who you were, the Holy One, because you have so judged. For they have shed blood unto your saints and prophets, and you have been given the blood to drink as they deserve. And I heard the altar respond, 'Yes, Lord God Almighty, true and just are your judgment.' Now the fourth angel poured out his bowl on the sun, and the sun was given more power to scorch people with fire. They were scared and in the intense of the heat, and they had cursed the name of God who had control over their plagues. But they refused to repent and glorify Him. Now the fifth angel poured out his bowl on the throne of the beast, and his kingdom was plunged into darkness. Men galled in their tongues in agony as it cursed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, but they refused to repent of what they had done. Now the sixth angel poured out his bowl onto the great river of Epirnes, and then the river was dried up to prepare the way for the kings from the east. Then I saw the evil spirits as they looked like frogs. They came out of their mouth like out of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. These were spirits of demons performing miracle signs as they go out to the kings of the whole world to gather and battle on the beautiful day of God Almighty. Behold, like a thief, blesses those who stay awake and keep their clothes with him, that he may not go naked and be ashamed or exposed." You see, they gathered the kings together in the place that in Hebrew, which is called Armageddon. The seventh angel, he poured out his bowl into the air, and out of the temple came out a loud voice from the throne saying, "It is done." Then there came flashes of lightning and rumblings and peals of thunder and a severe earthquake. No earthquake like it has ever occurred since man had been on the earth. So Tremendous was the quake that the great city split into three parts, and the cities of the nations collapsed. God remembered Babylon, the great, and gave her cup filled with the wine of fury of wrath. Every nation fled away, and the mountains could not be found. From the huge hailstorms, or about 100 pounds that fell upon the men. And they cursed God on the account of the plague. And the hail became the plague, and it was so terrible. Goodness gracious, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Book of Revelations, a lot to endure on that. And I'm going to help you and explain to you. And you're like, C.A., what does it mean? Well, I'm fixing to tell you about it. Go to the book of Revelations. Revelation 16 resumes, friends, the accounts of God's judgment on the wicked. It describes the bowl judgment. The third 7-part series of God's wrath described in the book of Revelations. Prior to this were the 7 seal judgments, as I had read about, the last of which the trumpet judgments totaled 7. The last of which are the bowls of the wrath of God. Now the first bowl, as I had read earlier, brings harmful and painful sores to those who carry the mark of the beast. The second judgment turns the sea into blood and kills all marine life. The third bowl of judgment turns the rivers and the springs into blood, unlike prior incidents. We also learn with some of the portion of the sea and of the rivers that were affected. Can you imagine that? This event appears to run all waters throughout the entire earth. And you can read that again if you want to revisit it. Book of Revelations, chapter 16, verses 1 and 4. Now, following the third bowl of the judgment, an angel declares that God is just to avenge the wicked for their murderous acts against the saints and prophets. Now, the angel's declarations, I should say, as we remember, is met with full agreement from a voice from the altar. See, hey, where do you find that at? Continue reading on that part. Revelations chapter 16, verses 5 and 7. Now, I want you to keep in mind the fourth judgment scolds the wicked with fire. But instead of repenting, the unbelievers, curse God. This might refer to a reduction in the earth's natural protection from the sun, allowing it to burn the people of the earth. The fifth bowl judgment plunges the kingdom of the beast into the darkness. You see, friends, the wicked responded by gouging their tongues in anguish and cursing God, which is a very big mistake. The sixth judgment dries up the emphases to prepare a way for the kings to the east. Next, we find out that the demons assemble the kings of the whole earth to battle against God at the location referred to as what? Armageddon, meaning the hill or the mountain of Megiddo. Find that in the book of Revelations, chapter 16, verses 8 through 16. Now, keep in mind the seventh bowl judgment brings about an earthquake that splits Jerusalem into 3 parts. What, C.A.? Yes, breaks it into 3 parts. Also, a result of the earthquake, cities worldwide fall. In fact, Babylon feels God's wrath, islands flee, mountains crumble, and hailstorms weighing about 100 pounds bombard people. Still, and the wicked refuse to repent. Instead, they curse God. Find that in the book of Revelations, chapter 16, verses 17 through 21. Now, at this point, friends, earth had been fatally ruined, and the tribulation is all but over. Chapter 17 and 18, when we get into that, we'll go into more greater detail. Some of it is poetic and also descriptive to further explain the fall of the wicked. Also, chapter 19 will resume moment-by-moment description of the end times, including the second coming of Christ. So we've still got lots to go into. Interesting, isn't it? Very interesting. And we should always remember when we're fighting battles what God has done for us and what He's doing for us and what He is going to continue to do with us. So let me ask you something. Are you going through a battle right now? Are you going through a time in your life where you're like, Lord, I don't understand it? Well, we're going to say a prayer in closing today. But before we do, I've got a Michael W. Smith song, which makes a lot of sense. Focus on God is called Surrounded. Fighting my battles.
The word says, for the spirit of heaviness, put on the garment of praise. That's how we fight our battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. What we're doing tonight. This is how I fight my battles. Just when you think you're lost, it may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. Hey. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my battles.
This is how we fight.
Amen. This is how we fight our battles surrounded and exclusively on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. That's right. This is how we fight our battles, friends. We're fighting them every day, each and every day. But let me share this with you before I close out on a Monday. God's going to take every situation that you're in, every bad situation, anything that you ever encountered in your life. Let me give you some words of encouragement. God loves you. God cares about you. God wants the best for you. He does. And He wants you to be happy. And He doesn't want you to be sad. The neatest thing about when we get to heaven, we ain't going to have to worry about sadness. We ain't going to have to worry about hurts and people that have wronged us. We ain't going to have to worry about the pain, the agony. You know what? He loves you. He's our Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And He's our Almighty God. You know what? Take time today on a Monday. Take time to thank Him for everything He has done for you. Will you do that for CA? Also, will you share my podcast with your friends? Now, I am on Eternity Ready Radio for my morning show, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. May not be able to always make that, I understand. Also, I'm on other iHeart networks, okay? Share this. Let people be touched. Friends, we are living in the last days and times. God does never want us to predict when it's going to be. But I will tell you this right now. We are. You know as good as I do. We got to be God ready and we got to try to help our people in need. Because we're brothers and sisters in Christ. We're all in this together. Right? Amen. Amen. Thank you for spending your time with me on a Monday. Now, let's say a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for our Monday. We're going to take our blue Monday and we're going to make it a happy Monday because we got you in our heart. Thank you for all you do. We love you. We care about you. We give you all the praise and the glory. Take care of us. Keep us safe. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right. Thank you, guys. Counting them down. October the 15th, 2 years on our radio and podcast show and on iHeartRadio. Speaking of that, that's CA, your Christian on-air personality on the iHeartRadio network and EternityReadyRadio.com, your morning show host, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. All right, I want you to remember that the sun does rise on the other side. What else? Enjoy life. L-I-F-E. Go out and have a good Monday. We'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.